You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker. Pat, Joe, and Tweety are here to make some noise. We got a podcast.
Yeah.
We're basically unemployed. Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Big Red
Ducker.
Yeah.
On
Huskers.
Big Red.
Big
Digger Comcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Pat.
Oh, we both had the same idea.
Yeah, we did.
Pat's not here.
He's not here. Pat is in the South.
Where
he belongs, because everybody knows what's Pat? Dirty racist.
Wow. I like that he's also just in the South.
Yeah.
I think he's
in Houston, maybe. I can't remember.
That's the South.
It's definitely the South. Like anything south
Houston.
Of Lincoln.
What are they doing in Houston?
His wife has some sort of conference.
Houston.
For a job. His wife's what do you call people? A scholar. Like she's she like is in the university system.
Sure. What is her specialty?
Feminism and literature or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, which is why Pat's such a cuck.
No comment.
Yeah, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. All right, so
we're in the dregs,
and we have to be. Oh, just ahead of time, there may be an abrupt end to this podcast because Joe has to leave exactly at noon, and there's only two of us,
and there's 54 minutes left.
54 minutes left.
You've got that much.
Yeah.
There's only two of us. There's nothing to talk about, and we only have 54 minutes to do it.
So it's gonna be one of those podcasts.
Yeah, you've heard these before, but there are. Ryan very professionally decided to prepare a list ahead of time.
We've been doing that lately.
And it's a help.
It has helped.
Because we'd be lost without it. What's on our list today?
What's that show where they go through the list? PTI?
Yeah.
So this is
all
like,
the shows now,
yeah,
basically.
So Cobcast TI?
Yes. Pardon the Cobcast.
Pardon the Cobcast. D-line coach.
D-line coach. So... we were talking about this before, and you were saying...
We've been doing a live Periscope on Twitter.
And that's another announcement, perhaps, as you're listening to this. We know you all know how to find us on the audio, but we've been experimenting with our video. We do a Facebook Live, or it used to be Facebook Live, and now it's going to be Periscope.
We still do Facebook Live, just...
We're working with a different format.
Without Pat's phone, we couldn't do both, and so I made...
An executive
decision to just do Twitter.
But just know that at some point we may end up just being on one platform so we don't have to field questions from two.
And if that's the case, it will be Twitter
most likely,
because that's our Twitter.
Yeah. And so if you don't follow us on Twitter, do that.
Big Red Comcast.
Right. All right. Now we got that out of the way.
So the D-line coach.
So we're not hearing any rumors. And you're saying you think that's because they shut everything down after the Moose situation.
Because here's the thing with the Moose. So, me and your brother's always giving me shit about the Moose thing. Like,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, though. Your brother's an idiot. Mike Canale is a fucking idiot.
I mean, he is an idiot. I don't use that as a derogatory term. He also doesn't know what he's talking about. Those don't have to be... Those are not mutually exclusive or mutually connected. But in terms of this, his Nebraska talk, my father would be better on the podcast
than him. Well, because what he does is I say, dude, Moose is going to get fired, man. That's what I'm reading on all these forums. And then Moose doesn't get fired. So then Mike's like, oh, yeah? Moose is going to get fired? Okay, you fucking idiot. And it's like, so that's what I hear all day.
We should have my dad on. He has much more understanding of Nebraska.
Who's your dad like, you or Mike?
Who is he like?
Yeah.
Like, oh, personality-wise? Maybe a little more like Mike.
Is he a loudmouth like me?
No.
Who's the person in your family that hates loudmouths?
My mom's a loud... We're all loudmouths.
But don't you have an uncle that was like...
Oh, my Uncle Frank?
Yeah.
Doesn't like loudmouths. My Uncle Frank's... He lives in Vermont. And when he moved to Vermont, I was like, there's a lot of hippies up there, Uncle Frank. And he's like, they're not all hippies. Like he's with the backwoods clan. You know, he's not a hippie.
He's like my brother Randy.
He used to collect guns. Not as like a doomsday prepper, but like he'd get like Revolutionary War guns, you know, World War I guns. He had an incredible collection.
Right, so like a psychopath.
No, a psychopath would have only had like AR-15s and stuff.
No.
He had like Civil War guns and bayonets and
revolution. Just in case the British are coming.
Yeah. He was a revolution. You know,
he was a Revolutionary War prepper?
No. You know, there's Civil War reenactors? He was a Revolutionary War reenactor. Because up in New York, where we're from, there's a lot of revolutionary battles were there.
Right.
So he would play a Hessian, which were the German mercenaries.
Right.
So he was like a reenactor as a German mercenary when he was a teenager.
That's psychopathic behavior.
Maybe. He has 5 girls. That turned him around.
Oh, well. I don't know. All I know is that Mike is constantly telling me that your uncle would hate me.
My Uncle Frank?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he sounds a lot like my brother Randy.
Yeah.
And I think my brother Randy hates me.
Oh, well.
Maybe not now, but when I was younger, he certainly did.
Well, I'm sure my uncle hates everyone younger.
Yeah. Because we're cocky.
Maybe, yeah.
And I was. If you think I'm cocky now.
He's got a great mustache, though, my Uncle Frank.
What's that?
He's got a great mustache.
That's good.
It's really a tremendous mustache. I'm envious. So, boy, we got off track.
Yeah, we got super off topic.
D-line.
What my point is, so with going back to the Moose thing.
Yes.
If where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
That's just how I feel about it.
And you also, I believe most people who were surmising about his eventual firing, it wasn't going to happen right away. It was like an agreed upon. If he ends up retiring in a few months here, I think you can probably
argue that.
You were right.
Right. If he's not here in 2 years, I think you can start to argue that maybe there was some truth to
it. Well, I think things are going to have to come to a head a lot sooner because of the basketball situation.
Right.
But I think it's...
The basketball situation is going to be like our old football situation.
Yeah.
Because there is no... With the football thing, it was sort of like anybody could have done that. I could have done that. I guarantee here's what I would have done. What do you want, Scott Frost?
Oh, right. Getting him.
You want $7 million and you want your pool this big for your staff?
Yep.
What else?
Yep.
Oh, you want that? Okay, what else?
Basketball will be... Do you think they're going to do that for basketball?
No, I think that with basketball, there are going to be too many cooks in the kitchen because they're not going to fire Moose before then and they're going to have to fire Miles soon. So you're going to have Ronnie Green, Hank Bounds, and old boy Moose trying to have a battle for who's in charge.
Right.
And the Board of Regents is going to, you know, do the Board of Regents shit.
Well, I mean, they need – it's too bad.
And we're going to end up with Matt Davison as our basketball coach.
That'd be a money-saving operation. Hire one of the football
coaches.
They're
going to be like, he caught that one catch. He was a basketball announcer for like 3 years.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's enough. Pat's not here. Pat's not here to defend the program and give some actual insight to it.
Pat's pretty annoyed by the program right now.
He is. I've been seeing. I figure any tweets about Nebraska ball are him.
Yeah, unless they have the word "fuck" in them.
Right.
Then they're me.
So that's where I think we're going to figure out what's going on with Moose, because they have to shit, piss, or get off the pot with Miles with him maybe.
And now to tie this back to the D line coach,
sure.
I think that, and this is just speculation.
Sure.
Everything I say is just speculation.
Mostly.
Yeah, almost. Not everything.
No.
And I think that Moose shit wasn't supposed to get out.
Of course.
And now that it got out, there's been a kibosh on leaking. And I've heard rumors that people got fired over the, I mean, it's all rumors.
Right.
So who knows what's true and what's not. Everybody's got like an uncle's cousin's girlfriend's babysitter.
Who works as a whatever and got fired and can blame it on this.
They worked in the cafeteria in 1998 and still talks to the janitor. Yeah. There's somebody. But so
you think that we're not getting any leaks because right now the athletic department's on lockdown because of the Moose thing. I think that they've been pretty good at not letting information get out. Now, this is the first time where they've had...
Except that information was getting out.
What? But that Moose information, I don't think that was from the athletic department. What I'm saying is the football program has been good at not letting things get out. Like Scott Frost, they didn't give up. Nobody found out that Pola Gates had signed. I mean, there were rumors and everything.
We all knew that Pola Gates had signed. Everybody knew.
Well, I don't. There's not even a
suggestion. The last people to know were USC and Arizona.
Well,
that
yes.
shit leaked instantaneously.
Well, people had their thought. All right, maybe you're right on that.
Because you could go right into the once the rumor started hitting, you could go right into the recruiting to see if people were available. Like, there's a thing you have
there
to sign.
A thing, yes,
and so if you have
yes.
an access code, you can go right in. And as soon as they went in, that's how USC and Arizona eventually was like, oh.
Because they couldn't talk to him because he had signed his commitment.
It says on that thing that he signed. He doesn't say where he signed. It just says that he signed.
Right. Got it.
So they knew what was going on. They knew it wasn't them in Arizona.
All right. So we have no, we have
we,
no.
And, we, and there was rumors that Dawson was gone. There's rumors that,
Dawson,
the D line coach.
Oh, right.
That he was going. Nobody knew. I wasn't hearing.
But
what.
Did he take a pro job?
Yeah, I think the Giants.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, you should know. That's your team.
Yeah, there's weird connections with the Giants in Nebraska coaching. There's been didn't somebody leave? Riley's quarterback coach left to go to the Giants.
Langsdorf. No, he left
the Giants.
He left the
Giants to come to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was Peyton or Eli Manning's quarterback coach.
Yeah.
The year that he had the great season.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a fluke. So I haven't heard anything. Have you heard any rumors on D-line coach?
I mean,
there was that Alabama.
The Alabama Colagroy or whatever his
right,
name is.
Right.
I don't remember his
whatever
name.
Whatever it was, but
Tony Samuels was rumored for a minute. Now the rumor is that, but I mean, that's the thing is that it's all, everything that you hear is preceded by, we haven't heard shit.
Right.
So it's all
so
guess.
It's, and most of it's guesses anyway, but there's usually
Angus McClure.
So they're just going for Scottish guys, it sounds like.
Was Angus McClure, did he work at UCLA?
Maybe. For a second, I thought
I
you were talking
I
about the lead singer of AC/DC.
No.
Or the guitar player, whichever it was.
The one-handed, didn't they all have one arm?
No,
everybody on AC/DC had one arm?
That's Def Leppard.
And everybody on Def Leppard had one arm?
Just the drummer, which is...
No. But they were all drummers, right? There was only drums?
They all played like drummers. They were all drummers, but they used all the instruments.
Right.
I have an issue. I have an OCD thing lately with my earwax. I've been cleaning my left ear 4 or 5 times a day.
With Q-tips?
I think damage.
Yeah, you're doing... Yeah.
I think I'm doing some serious damage because my ear's all effed up now.
Yeah.
Like, I go like this. And I can feel stuff moving around back there. It's pretty gross.
That's gross.
Sorry, folks. So basically, we've been talking about this D-line coach thing, and most of what we're talking about is that we don't know anything.
Yeah.
And I was saying before that that's good that they don't let stuff out. You're saying that it's more a sign of the times right now in the athletic department that they're on lockdown because of all the previous leaks.
Yeah, but also, I mean...
But even if they've been able to lock it down, that's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not saying
the White House hasn't been able to lock down leaks.
I don't think it's a bad thing that it's a lockdown like this. I think that it could put that what it sucks because we don't know anything.
Right.
But then there's like, there's two, I look at it like two ways, right? So the good sign is if they were going to like say hire just a Nebraska boy, like Perella or Carricker, everybody's yelling for Carricker, which is just absolute craziness.
Well, it's fanboy stuff.
It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, because he played football, he's a good coach. College, especially, like, recruiting is a whole other thing. Like, Adam Carricker did a wrestling podcast. I don't think that makes him...
You don't see a lot of ex-NFL guys as great recruiters.
Walters, Rude, Held.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, Held didn't play in
Held
the
didn't
NFL.
Held didn't play in the NFL. Held, who I'm thinking more of as your typical good recruiter.
Yeah.
Who's got the time to commit to that and put into that kind of stuff. NFL guys... I mean, if you've made $1 million in
That's
a year,
a
do you want to go to people's living rooms and talk to their kid?
About football?
Yeah.
But they're smart ass, spoiled ass, arrogant.
Now, you've been
world
there.
World owes them everything,
you've
kid.
Been, you've been that person, so
yeah,
you
but
have
times
that experience.
Are different now. Because
yeah.
now, they didn't have, here's the thing. So Barrett Rude, he didn't have 100,000 people on Twitter telling him how great he was
no.
and licking his balls every day.
No. Nope.
Now these kids, it's like you make one touchdown pass and every girl in your high school wants to suck your dick. It's crazy.
I don't know if that's the way it is now, but...
But, I mean, so then you've got this fully inflated head.
Yes.
I mean, dude, it's on Twitter. It's
oh,
like,
yes.
It's, I couldn't even tell you who the quarterback of my high school football team was.
True. True. Yes, me
you
too.
You know, I... But
you're
like,
right. They can watch their highlights can be... watched around the world.
And they all have a huddle tape this year. Like, the huddle tape is the mixtape of football.
Yeah.
It's like every rapper's got a mixtape and they chase you down. They're like, hey, man, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to
five
you're bucks.
You're right.
Five
it's
bucks.
All the same.
And it's all dumb bullshit. They're all...
And it's all breakaway runs for the most part.
Because they don't put the dumb shit they do on
well,
there.
Well, of course. But I mean, like... Even that, it's like, well, gee, if you're playing on a superior high school team and you got a 10-foot hole to run through, we're all going to get a touchdown on that. Now, these guys definitely are breaking away from people, and that's the impressive thing, I guess. But, yeah, like once I see you go through the hole,
yeah,
shut the tape. I don't need to see
the
you
only,
run 60
like,
yards down the field.
I want to see if it's a defensive huddle tape. I want to see the snot bubbles at the end. Like, I want to see a dude, like, in the I think it's in the program when he hits him so hard he leaves snot bubbles in his nose.
Mm.
I want that. Or if it's the only thing I care about is I want to watch you bob and weave before you hit the hole.
Right.
And then I want to see how fast you are in the
straight.
Yeah,
if you're running away from people, that then you can keep it.
Yeah. But if you run 8 yards and then get tackled or run out of bounds, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, nobody should put getting chased down on their huddle tape.
No. Did you see the huddle tape for the guy that never played a game? It was just him on the bench, and you'd see these big plays, and then he'd circle him on the sideline.
That's
hilarious. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's great.
Like, Benny Arthur made a...
NBA?
No, Benny Arthur...
Oh, yeah, improviser?
Yeah, he made a demo reel that was just his extra work. So it would just be like a clip of him walking across the hallway
That's
while
incredible.
The scene's going on.
Yeah.
It was one of the funniest.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You can get work that way.
Yeah.
I can't, but...
Well, now he's an extra on Drunk History.
There you go.
He makes a shit ton of money doing that.
I bet he does.
Because he's one of the ones that are always showing. Like,
right, and they put him in makeup and everything like that,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
And costumes, and he's in every episode.
That's nice.
Like him, Billy Merritt, and...
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. It's got to be easy money, man. Anyways, so the D-line coach, we already talked about that.
We did. We talked about it. There's no more to talk about.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
Oh, but we do need somebody who's going to get us some edge rushers. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever it is, get us some edge rushers.
Which, the trick to that is, right, that you just need someone that's not only a good recruiter, but also a good D-line coach.
Well, that's right. And that's where you might, that's where somebody who has NFL experience might be better. Because they've got that training to pass on. It's the recruiting stuff, though, that you know, worries me that department.
I wonder, like, can't you just hire a special teams? Well, we need a D-line coach right now, but couldn't you just hire a special teams coach that's really just a good recruiter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Alabama does that and stuff where they've, you know, they've got all these consultants and stuff to coach, but then they've got their recruiting guys who go out, you know, I would guess, like, when Steve Sarkisian comes in as an offensive consultant to Alabama, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to go to anybody's living room.
Right.
You know? So at Alabama and then are processing these coaches all the time. So he may just have a coach for recruiting. He gets his recruits in at signing day. He gets the coach out of there, and now he's going to bring in his coaching coach. Right. He has a recruiting coach to bring you here. And you know, at Alabama, he can do that because everybody's getting paid $1 million.
Right.
So, yeah, you can – the exact way you're describing it, where you're, like, using a special teams coach as kind of an extra recruiter. Yeah. I wonder, as you talk about it now, I wonder if that is a regular thing.
It's got to be, right?
Who's Nebraska's special teams coach?
We don't have one. It's Fisher.
Ah, but so he's they like double a, up, yeah.
Trap, I think it's Fisher. Or was it Dawson?
Oh, dear.
It might have been, I don't remember who it was. Fisher?
Folks, call us with your answer.
Shit. I was very confident when I said Fisher, but it
You're
might be.
You're confident when you say everything, though.
That's true. I ooze.
Yeah. Right or wrong confidence. Doesn't affect your confidence.
No.
So that's an interesting subject of how you allocate. And I'm sure they think about that. It's like, I feel like a lot of the coaches we had with Riley did not make players better.
No.
I don't know that they were great recruiters either, actually, as I think about it.
That's the thing, Riley's classes on paper were always fucking great, but then none of them would end up on campus.
Right.
Now, he also did get fired during his best recruiting class.
Yes.
But with that being said,
who knows what they would have been with it?
He was 4-8. So who gives a shit?
And the good recruiting class, he may have turned them into shitty players.
Yeah. Or they probably wouldn't have signed anyways because we were fucking 4-8.
Right. Right.
Fucking right. Mike Riley, boy.
Always comes back. He's the new Callahan. At least we've forgotten about Callahan.
No, he's not.
Well, you know that.
Callahan fucked up because he tried to change the culture.
Yeah.
He got rid of the black shirts, I think.
He did
took
try
out
to
a bunch
do
of
too
pictures.
Much stuff. That was dumb.
He tried to go... West Coast style offense.
Yes. But that family, it runs deep. Zach Taylor hired Callahan's son as his like offensive coordinator or quarterbacks coach, maybe.
We've interviewed a couple players under the Callahan regime that actually spoke really high of Callahan.
Well, he probably ran a professional.
And he was a good dude, I guess.
Right.
Like, was either Milt Tenneper or Charlie McBride also said that Callahan was a really good dude?
Yes, I remember. It was Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
Charlie was... And Callahan's an offensive line coach, too.
Right.
He's done a lot of that coaching.
I'm sure Milt, because I remember me.
Well, they did have differences of opinion, I think, in how to do some of that stuff. But he at least had an appreciation for offensive. Am I too far? Did I do something
to my mic?
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
Now you're back.
They may have liked some of the same stuff.
So with that being said.
Go on.
What if Scott Frost goes 4-8, 5-7?
This season? Now, all right, go ahead. What?
6-6 gets you into a bowl game. So let's say he doesn't get into a bowl game.
5-7.
What happens then?
God, it's hard for me to, I mean, Martinez must have gotten hurt is my first thought when you say 5-7.
Because okay.
I don't think, so, but let's say if he goes 5-7 without Martinez getting hurt. People are being fired. Probably the defensive staff gets fired is my guess.
Because the offensive staff is probably going to do better next year than they did this year, and they were already.
And it seems like the recruiting is just a bit stronger on that side. I don't know. I mean, 5-7.
Ty Robinson's and Noah Pola Gates. Those are some good-ass recruits.
Right. You're right. I can't even imagine it, honestly, 5-7. That would be, ultimately, I think it would be a nightmare.
Yeah, because it makes you – well, what happened to the 2020 recruiting class? Because it makes you go, oh. Because right now everybody's going, yeah, he went
– First season,
second season at UCF, he goes undefeated.
Everyone's waiting for this season UCF, what he did.
Yeah, they want to see, can he do it again?
Yep.
Now, if he does do it again, floodgates are open.
Yep.
If we win 10 games next season – floodgates are open. If we win 9 games next season.
I agree.
And we have like, we beat Iowa.
Because if we win 9 games, we're going to a decent
Ohio State. You know, we upset Ohio State. Something like that and win 9 games.
9 games could win the West.
Yeah, but it's still 9 games. Like, I don't think anybody gives a shit if you win the Big Ten West.
I think if you're in the Big Ten championship game, people
well,
do.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm used to going to the Big Ten championship game and then getting run out of the building. Yeah.
Yes, and that, you know. But now, we Ohio State had a higher ranking of their players, but they had a small class this year. So,
yeah.
And they're losing, and they lost their first, their top two quarterbacks. Now, they brought in Tate Martell and everything, but
yeah.
Who knows? That guy couldn't get a starting job at other places he's been to.
I think that Tate Martell, he was in, I think it's called like QB1 or something like that on Netflix.
Sure.
And it's like they follow 3 quarterbacks. Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He had it
between
his ears.
Oh, that's who they have
coming
in. Justin Fields is actually the one coming into Ohio State. Tate Martell's the one who left. I forgot.
Oh, then yeah. Justin Fields he's the one that's got shit between his ears.
Yeah.
Like, you can just see the difference. Tate Martell is still a frat boy at heart.
Yes.
Like, he was texting, like, he was like, or tweeting,
don't come here.
That's after. So he was still, yes. So that's even more recent. But before that, like, I was watching the thing and he's from California or Vegas.
Yeah.
He's from Vegas, right?
He's from, Bishop Gorman.
Bishop Gorman with Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go in and they beat Texas in some tournament. And then he tweets a picture of Nevada over Texas and says something like, we own you or something like that. Like Nevada where Texas is supposed to be.
Right.
Funny tweet.
Sure.
Cocky. But when you're like the number one, number two recruit in the country, it's a bad look.
Right. Right.
And
because again,
Justin Fields isn't doing shit like that.
No. Well,
Justin Fields reminds me of a guy like old boy from Seattle, Russell Wilson. He's another classy dude. Russell Wilson's classy. Peyton Manning, classy. Like, they're smart. They got it.
They keep their mouths shut, is what you're saying, essentially.
They're not.
Which is not, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I would be Tate Martell.
Yeah,
actually, no, I would be Harrison Beck right now. I get that.
Harrison Beck.
Minus the racist shit.
Oh, God. That was a mistake.
He was calling, like, have you seen his Twitter lately?
No. Oh. Has he gone off the deep end, too?
Oh, yeah. He's turned into Uncle Rico. It's him with his shirt off.
Glory days. Oh.
Belly.
Yes, I did see one of
those. And he was talking about, he's like, yeah, Adrian Martinez, da-da-da-da. I'm batting 100 as a freshman quarterback. He's like, you played one game.
Yes, right.
And I think he's in on the joke a little bit, but there's still a little bit of like, you're a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
And he was saying, like, he was calling, like, Taylor, or he was calling Adrian Martinez, like, racist shit. Like, but not, like, out and out.
I know
race,
what you mean,
you know?
But if, yes.
It's like,
read through
right.
the lines.
Yeah.
A little read between the lines.
Yeah. Like, it's just bad humor, I guess. I don't know.
So if we're 5-7, I don't even know what you're bringing. I know you're bringing this up because we have nothing to talk about.
Well, and also high hopes.
Right.
And
the Husker fan in me doesn't believe in,
I don't believe in winning right now.
I can't imagine.
Our Savior came in and went 4-8.
But he went 4-8 with.
Right. I understand. Trust me. There's nobody that believes in Frost more than I do. I think we win at least 10 games next season. I just don't see how we don't. I don't think Iowa beats us again for 10 years.
Maybe once in 10 years.
Maybe once in 10 years.
And their chances are going to get
slimmer
less
and slimmer
every year that goes on.
We're going to shut down those borders. All those little guys are getting from Nebraska are going to be walk-ons for us now.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're going to be fighting for some of their Iowa guys.
Yeah, well, we got one this year. Newsom was an Iowa guy.
We're going to get more.
Yeah.
And there's players that would have been going to Iowa that, I mean, like, was it, they wouldn't, Noah Fant isn't at Iowa anymore.
That's true. They would not have Noah Fant. Absolutely. And that's what they got with Chris Hickman. Kind of is the thing. Now
I think his dad was a Hawkeye.
Yes. And they're the two Xaviers. They got the Nebraska talent. There's also this Teddy Pachinska guy who's like class of 21. Is a Nebraska lineman who's supposed to be, like, he's going to be like a...
There might be a third guy this year, too, but right now it's looking like it's just going to be
those two.
Those two.
And this guy in 2021, what I've read is that he's going to be like a Rivals 100 guy. And I don't have to tell you where I read it because I just said Rivals. But he's like the talent in-state is kind of nice. This class is one of the best in-state classes that they've signed.
Probably in 20 years.
Or probably.
19 years.
Probably. I mean, there may not be an Amon Green, but...
Amon Green...
He was Omaha.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was from Jersey.
No, Rozier from Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And Irving Fryer.
Yeah, I knew Irving Fryer was. Now he is in New Jersey State Penitentiary.
Yeah, should have caught that pass.
You think he got paid to not catch that pass?
Somebody put something on Twitter the other day about somebody dropping a wide open thing in the end zone. Not in reference to him, but that's immediately what I thought of every time I think of it. So I don't know. I've never seen a drop quite like that before.
Yeah. It's almost like he caught it instinctually.
Yes.
And then had to drop. Yes. And then had to get throw away.
Yes. Exactly. It's like when you intercept a ball on fourth down, but you know you're better off like dropping it.
Yeah.
It was that kind of a thing. Yeah. Instinct took over and his mind was like, whoa, you got $200,000 on the line.
Yeah.
Whatever. You always talk about all the Orange Bowl guys clapping when he dropped the ball there. Or maybe not you, but somebody mentions at the end of the video, like he drops that ball in the Orange Bowl. And then
refs are clapping.
Not the refs, the Orange Bowl organizers are all in their suits by the end zone. And they're all like, they're all Miami fans because it's the Orange Bowl. Jerks. So, yes, I think. I don't know about 10. You had me thinking we were going to win 9 games last year. I don't want you to pump me up too much.
Here's the thing. We should have won 9 games last year.
Should have won 7.
No. How many of those games were by a touchdown or less?
4 or 5.
And if you look at that Akron game, we go in. We would have beat Akron. The energy in that stadium. Into Colorado. Adrian Martinez doesn't get his leg tweaked. You win the next one. Now you're 3-0. That's just a different season.
You're right. You're right. But we can't be sure. We can't say for sure.
Yeah, but we know.
All right. So what's the next on our list? We kind of talked about 2000.
Yeah, 2020 recruiting.
Those got to get the Xaviers.
You're going to get those. I don't even think it's a question.
I don't know. The higher ranked one is going to have like. I've heard like Texas, LSU, he's going to be getting big offers.
Yeah, but he's going to be getting
peer pressure everywhere.
Everywhere. He's not able to go outside without somebody yelling,
"GBR!" Some guys, that's too much, though.
No,
Kevin Durant, like, he went as far away from Maryland as he could. It's different with basketball players, I think, too. But
yeah, because they stand out.
Yes.
They're 8 feet tall.
They are. Football players are pretty big, too.
They're not that big, though.
No. But you can usually, if you see a D1
football player. A high school basketball player is bigger than me. A high school football player is not bigger than me. Maybe a couple of them, like O-linemen.
That's fair.
But like a DB, like 5'11", 180, that's smaller than me. But like a solid 20 pounds.
Well, yeah. Well, you're what, 5'8", 220?
No, I'm 5'11", 195.
I think you're more like 5'9", 215.
No, I'm 5'11".
The most I'll go is 5'10", 210.
No, I'm 5'11", 195, 15% body fat. My BMR is 1,980 calories.
50% body fat.
15.
Oh. 15. I thought you said you had 50% body
no.
fat.
No. When I first started going to the gym, though, I had 30% body fat.
No way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, you weren't that fat. I was fucking fat.
30%. Wow. You were.
Mm-hmm. I was 214, 30% body fat.
Do you think carrying all that weight contributed to some of your lower abdominal injuries?
I don't know what you're talking about because I didn't have any lower abdominal injuries. The only injury I've had is rolled my ankle.
No, when your anus fell out.
But it didn't.
No, not your anus, your colon.
It didn't. Nothing fell out.
No, your sphincter fell out?
I pulled a connective tissue that connected my ass muscle to my leg muscle.
What happened when you had to push your large intestine back up in your butt out of the toilet that time?
That never happened.
Right.
I think you're thinking of your mama.
I thought that one time we were doing the podcast and you came out, we're like, you're dragging something to the toilet. And you're like, oh my God.
No.
Okay.
No, that never happened.
There's a dog barking outside. What's that last thing you got on the list?
Well, no, there's 2020. We're still not done.
Oh, 2020.
So We have like one commit. It's Smothers, and he seems solid.
Oh, a quarterback, it's rare to see them flip, although all those five-star guys in Ohio State. Yeah. But that's because they didn't get their starting job the first year. Yeah, you got the most important recruit right now.
Right, and he's
up and coming.
Right, I guess he had a killer junior season. And you could see what Verduzco's doing. He's got Mariota in the NFL.
Yeah.
Adrian Martinez is his sophomore year. He's already talking about
Heisman. He's like
Heisman.
He's got
McKenzie
like
Milton.
Yeah.
Going undefeated 2 years in a row almost.
He's taking guys who are not Trevor Lawrence and Tate Martell and Justin Fields.
Everybody was passing on Adrian Martinez.
Well,
and
he had an injury situation.
Yeah, but Verduzco was smart enough to go.
Yeah, we could get it. Yeah.
He was the first person they went after.
Yes.
You're going to be the face of our program.
Right. Well, that's what got him, I think, was their commitment to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the class is going to start rolling in. But, what I was saying before is
because spring game is in April, which sold out in one day.
And they have this huge Adidas lineman camp that they just announced, mm-hmm. which is going to be, I guess there are national, high school bowls, all-star games.
Mm-hmm.
are going to be at this camp looking at dudes. So that's going to make those dudes want to come to the camp.
Right. It's going to be big.
It's going to be one of the
bigger. And Adidas is going to be helping.
And we need linemen. That's exactly what we've been doing okay with the skill positions this last two recruiting cycles. So
we need some D-backs too.
Sure. Yes. We're a little thin on that. We need everything, but the arrow's pointed up. And all those things coming up right now are all big contributors to the next recruiting class. So I have no worries about any of that now.
Yeah. I had a nightmare last night. It was one of those, you ever been in the ones where you're trying to run, but you can't run, or you're trying to see, but you can't see?
Always.
I was trying to find the Husker game on the TV, but I couldn't find the game. But every other channel would be like a highlight, and every time it would go to the next channel, it would be like another score, and the last one was like 53-53 overtime against Southern Alabama.
So you were missing an incredible game?
But it was Southern Alabama. We should have beat them by 100 points.
Yeah.
Especially in a dream. Why are we...
What's your anxiety?
It's my anxiety about the season. I woke up like in a panic, still asleep.
Or maybe it's your anxiety about Pat being gone.
No.
In Southern Alabama. You're talking about the South.
I'm glad Pat's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very happy about that.
Well, we don't have to watch him scroll through the Twitter. That's one good thing.
That is one good thing.
What's the last word? I wasn't
voicemails.
Even
voicemails.
Oh, I thought it said like vandals.
No.
Do you want to talk about vandals?
My buddies, a bunch of my friends are in Mardi Gras. And they just keep sending me
Mardi Gras pictures.
Pictures of boobies.
Sure. God, the one you showed me was fake boobies, though.
Who gives a shit?
All right. I don't mean fake like silicone. I mean the fake like it was like a covering. It was like
a
t-shirt.
No.
Those were not real.
Yes, they were. They were glitter. They put glitter on them, but they were real.
All right.
God, Joe.
I've never seen boobs.
Complain about anything, man.
I've never seen boobs.
You complain if you got hung with the new rope. That's what my dad always said.
Oh, my gosh. Weird.
Now that I say it out loud, I hope it's not like a racist thing. It just kind of got...
No, it's probably some old country phrase, but
right. Maybe
has roots in something
That's
like that.
That's what I'm
saying. Who can say? That wasn't your intention, certainly. No. Are we playing voicemails now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find them.
Nice. So it's nice that we got a couple voicemails. Might be a time to tell listeners where they can call in. The phone number is?
818-45? No. That's not 818. That's also not true.
Okay.
It's 747-996-2976.
Yeah, I think that's right. So if you want to call for next week and leave a message, you could do like these people did. That's how that works. And we will be back to reading tweets. That's just Pat's job because he enjoys it, I think. He likes to scroll. I think that's down on his list of hobbies. Scroll.
Yeah, he's a big fan. Scrolling.
Are these actual callers or are these people in imposters, pretending to be someone else?
I need, hold on.
Oh, Ryan needs me to vamp while he's doing computer stuff. This is where Pat would actually help because he would provide some other information. He'd give us some facts and figures about Nebraska ball, probably. I can estimate those. We're losing the games we should win. We've won like one game in the last six, maybe two. Not looking good. Not going to make the tourney. Going to be a disappointment. Did I fill enough time?
Almost.
Ryan's just finishing up his manifesto here that he's going to send out with this week's episode. Cornhusker Manifesto. Has anyone done that? Like some kind of manifesto, Cornhusker style? Ryan's not even listening. He's got headphones on. He's just deep in thought, folks.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, so we released a a bonus episode yesterday.
Oh, what was it?
It was the one from that you couldn't make it to, Illinois.
I'm sorry.
But we did the 40-minute version, the condensed version. And we told people to like leave us a voicemail or tweet to us whether or not they liked the 40-minute version or they wanted the two-hour version.
Okay, good. Feedback is important, folks.
Right. So this guy has opinions.
Oh, opinions. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, Comcast? I'm calling in to finish watching my bonus episode, but you guys do a terrible job of plugging it, so I'm going to do it for you. So just so everybody knows, if you are in Nebraska, the best pickup line is that, hey, baby, I've got a big red Comcast subscription. But be prepared to wear rain boots if you go around saying that.
Wow, nice.
Also, I love the 40-minute format, but I like the long format, too. I think you guys should do 40-minute format for losses and longer format for wins. I think that'd be a good way to do it. I also think you might want to consider adding a yellow marker like John Madden so you can draw dicks.
If we had a...
But real question, what do you guys think of Mike Leach's upcoming lecture on insurgent warfare and football? And if you were a guest speaker at that, what would you talk about? All right, guys. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Is that what you say when someone says God bless?
I guess.
I don't know how you...
I don't know about the Mike Leach. So he's doing a... Do you know about this?
Yeah, I do. He's doing a class about football. I think... I want to say it's at Washington State.
I would hope.
That's
what it's called?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Is he supposed to be talking about like innovations that are like, stuff?
No, I think it's that football comes... Because I think football and war, the people say like chess and war, like chess.
Right.
Like there's supposed to be like strategies involved that you could use in war. I think something like that.
And he's trying to employ some
of
those.
And he's just going to talk about that. I don't know. You know, Mike Leach.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
If I was to do that, I would, if I were to talk about an innovation or some kind of thing in warfare or in football. Here's what I would introduce, and I've talked about this before, and you've kind of intimated this as well.
Two-quarterback system?
Where it's just pitches all the way up the field, like a rugby game.
Like a West Coast weave.
Yes, exactly.
But those don't ever work.
Well, but, it's tough. No one's practiced it that much.
That's true.
Now, it's a lot of turnover.
Like two-point conversions?
Like all these innovations, it would have to be a team that has a talent disparity, that can't win, like... Alabama hits you in the face 70 times because that's all they have to do. SEC football is so boring because they just feel like we have the better players. We're just going to wear you down for three quarters and then run all over you. But teams like Texas Tech, Mike Leach, they have to come up with new shit to compete against these teams who are so much better. Mm-hmm. You've talked about the two quarterbacks. If you have two or three guys, like now you're not going to have two or three Kyler Murrays, but imagine... three poor man Kyler Murrays who all can throw and pitch and you're running plays. And every time you run
You got a Wandell Robinson.
And every time you run a reverse,
Spielman.
It's a triple option. Every time you run it to a wide receiver, he could throw that ball or run it.
Yeah. If you could have, if you had two quarterbacks and then it looked kind of like the diamond form, you have two quarterbacks, you don't have anybody under center, so he could pitch it or you can hike it to either quarterback.
Yes, two and of you've them got on a either running side. Back. Yes, like a wishbone back there.
And then you've got another quarterback lined up out wide. That's a three
running
quarterback
sweeps?
System.
So
no, just running like a receiver, like an Eric Crouch type.
But he could even come and do
or who's your Bobby Newcomb?
Yes, Newcomb would. I was thinking of Newcomb in this scenario. I think that's maybe the next phase. Now, it's highly risky with turnovers and stuff.
Is it?
We don't know.
We don't know because no one will do it.
But let's try it. So that's what we would teach.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
That was.
And I like the 40-minute losing, winning
thing. The problem is that there's very few two-hour formats.
Yeah.
There's 40 minutes or there's 3.5 right. hours. We found a couple that were 2 hours.
2 hours, almost perfect, really. 145.
2 hours is perfect, yeah. But the problem is that there's not very many of those.
No.
Check out.
And eventually we're going to run out of games. So if you have other ideas for bonus episodes, like audio of these guys throwing footballs in my nuts, we could do video of that.
We could. I don't know if you know this or not, but they do new games every year.
What?
They do. Yeah. New games every year. 12 of them.
Interesting. 11 so there will them. Always be more games.
There will always be more games.
I guess I was just thinking of games from my old days.
Yeah.
Which are quickly running out.
Yeah, we'll never run out. There'll always be new games.
All right, good. Let's hear our other caller.
Okay. This is the other one. Oh, and he said we don't plug the Patreon enough. So, yeah, we do these bonus episodes where we watch the game and then we kind of like Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, they're classic games, either recent games that had something to do. Like, I assume the Illinois one was because you wanted to see Black Santa Claus over and over.
And we wanted to see a win.
See a win. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you get those episodes early.
Yeah. No. They get them. They get them.
Oh, the other ones don't even.
Sometimes I'll put the other ones on Twitter.
Much later,
yeah.
So, folks, if you want those episodes.
Like, sometimes I just want people to know what they're missing out on. Because they're a lot of fun.
They are fun.
But
sorry,
I think
I
he's right
one.
About we do, like, the yellow marker would be fun to draw dicks with.
Yeah, Telestrator is what he's saying.
Right, but I mean.
How do you set that up?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we could. Maybe we could.
I think you, I mean, it would all be you because you're the one doing all the video. But if it was something where just with your, on the trackpad where you could do stuff, it would be.
It'd be a lot of fun. Okay.
Good idea.
So this is, I would do is draw dicks though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'd take turns at least.
Yeah.
And we'd get so good at it.
And Pat wouldn't draw dicks.
No.
Pat would actually try to draw up real schematic plays
and
shit like a fucking nerd. Okay. He wouldn't draw balls. He would draw like.
No, I said vulvas.
Oh, he probably would, but they'd be like covered up.
Yeah. Fig leaves.
Or like they'd have like a full bush.
That's it. We'd be drawing dicks and he'd be drawing fig leaves over our dicks.
Yeah. Like full bush because it's.
Right.
Because women shouldn't have to shave.
Yes.
Fucking Pat. Okay. here we go. Second voicemail. This one came in like an hour ago.
Oh, this could be Pat.
It's not. It's Jim Pillen.
Ah.
Hey, guys. Tyler here. Jim Pillen was a starting defensive back in the 1996-97 season. He's also my boss for about a year. My question for today is, do I ask for an autograph or is that a no-no? Discuss among yourselves. Anyways, go Big Red.
Okay.
If he's been your boss for a year, ask for an autograph.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he tries to big time you, he's a dick.
Yeah. I mean, every time I work at a job for a year, I ask my boss for an autograph.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think after a year, you're right. He'd be a dick to not.
Yeah. I mean,
as your boss.
And also,
isn't it weird? Don't you know he's just a regular person now that he's been your boss?
Yeah. He's not. It's Jim Pillen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's probably stoked. No one's asked for his autograph in 30 years, right? I mean.
Yes, you should ask. It would make his year.
Yeah, no shit. You'll get a raise if you ask.
Absolutely.
You'll be his new favorite. Other people in your office are going to be like, you play for the Huskers?
Yes.
No, that's not true. He probably talks about this shit all
that
the time.
People know that the pictures are up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it's Tommy Frazier.
If you legitimately want his autograph, he'd be pleased.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy Frazier wouldn't give it to you.
No, he would. It depends. Tommy Frazier is hot or cold.
Yeah. It would depend on what day you get him.
Yeah. Also, yeah, go Big Red yourself. But yeah, I think that's the answer.
I do too.
To that question.
Ask him. And in fact, everybody listening, ask your boss for your autograph and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. I don't do well with bosses.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I get fired. I've been fired from almost every job.
I've been almost fired from almost every job. I find that I get myself to a almost firing job. And then it's it usually happens. A lot of these have been kind of like contract jobs for shows and whatnot. So it usually just, it's like, oh, we got a few months left. Let's ride it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I get fired, but that's why I'm my own boss now.
That's the way to everyone, you know, more and more people are being their own boss, which is good and bad as long as they can get it done.
Yeah.
But we'd love to be our own bosses, buy new chairs, be able to fly to Omaha whenever we want to. And that's where telling you about the Patreon's important, because you could help us get new chairs, folks.
Yeah. For $1 a month, for the price of a cup of coffee, for the price of saving a child in Africa.
You can buy us a chair.
You can donate $1 a month to the Cobcast.
And you know what? If that
made in America,
and if that has made you instead donate the dollar to Africa, that's fine too.
Well,
just don't buy coffee.
Yeah,
don't buy coffee with that dollar. For the price of saving a child in Africa, you can get us a chair. so cruel.
I lost my complete train of thought.
We'll also
tweet it any if you like. We will also.
Oh, that's right.
We'll thank you give us the name of a Hawkeye fan.
Yep.
And we'll personally thank that Hawkeye fan
for your donation.
For your donation on Twitter. Like, you can do it in the name of a Hawkeye.
That's an underrated thing.
It's like neutralizing Hawkeye fans.
Yes.
You give us a dollar, that's one less Hawkeye fan, sort of.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And there's so
the
few
more power
already.
We get, the less power Hawkeye.
That's
get.
Right. There's only so much power out there.
Mm-hmm. And we need more of it.
And you can find us on Facebook.
Well, there's more about the Patreon.
Oh.
What people don't understand. You can donate $10. So this is a
new thing.
Well, it's not that new.
Oh, go on.
So for $10, I think it's like $10 for the DVD, $15 for the Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Of Through These Gates.
Of Through These Gates. And then you donate for 1 month, and then you can drop it down or stop donating, whatever you want
to
do.
But you get that video there.
But you get that video. I have not a bunch left, but I have quite a few left, and I'm trying to get rid of them. So this is one way I've decided to do that.
that may have undercut your.
Do you think so?
A little bit at the end, but maybe they already.
Well, I just bought way too many.
I understand, but I'm saying telling people how many you have left over not always a good thing.
But maybe
they already did the Patreon in the middle of this statement, and
some
it's
guy,
too late.
I can't remember who it was. Some guy. You have to, like, let me know your address. So some guy did it on Patreon last month, but he hasn't responded to let me know what his address is.
To send him the thing.
So if you're listening and
you're waiting for your thing.
Yeah, you got to let me know your address.
We can't just send it to you.
I sent you an email, bro, but you didn't respond.
There you go. Also, we may be taking.
I feel like it was Tyler Garber's.
Oh, well, send us your address. We also may be taking donations to try to raise money for this trip to Omaha, where you may be able to throw a Nerf football at my junk for a price.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We'll do that next week. We've got something to talk about.
Omaha Improv Festival.
Oh, we should talk about
that. Yeah, so.
The weekend of Memorial Day,
that Saturday night, I think.
In Omaha.
Bob Wiltfong will be hosting at the Improv Festival.
From Comedy Central's Daily Show.
Daily Show. Also, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Also, that really popular commercial nationwide is on your side. You guys know Bob.
Yeah.
Bob has been on a million times. He's
going to be hosting
Copcast Jeopardy like we did a couple years ago, but live at the Omaha Improv Festival. You can come. Tickets are pretty cheap, like $5, I think.
That's nothing.
Beer, you can get drunk with us. And out in the lobby before the show for $10, you can throw balls at Joe's nuts.
Or balls at my balls.
Yeah, balls.
That's a better
balls.
Way to say it.
Yeah.
You cannot throw nuts.
Yeah. No nut. You cannot
throw
nuts.
No nuts, only balls.
Yeah.
All right.
Any kind of ball.
No.
Yeah, cannonball.
No.
Bowling ball.
You can throw a cannonball.
Racket
if you're 30 feet away and you want to throw a cannonball on me, feel free. We're looking Nerfs, maybe tennis ball if it's a big enough lobby.
Okay.
I'm not going to let somebody throw a tennis ball at my nuts from 20 feet.
Okay.
That's
$10?
Per throw?
No, for two balls.
We'll look at the distance.
Three balls.
We're going to have to probably test this out.
I mean,
in your
if you want to make money, no one's.
I know.
Trust me, no one out there wants to throw something at your balls more than I do, and I'm not doing $10 for one throw.
No, three throws
maybe.
If anything,
I'm going to wait till you're not looking, and I'm going to take one and I'm going to throw it for free.
Well, that's probably true. Okay.
Yeah, which I encourage. I'm not getting any of that $10. That's to cover Joe's plane ticket.
Yeah.
Unless he covers all of his plane ticket.
Then we'll cover other ones.
Okay.
We'll work all that out later.
Yeah.
But until then, keep listening, keep watching, and keep giving.
Yeah. Facebook cop slash Big Red Cobcast, Twitter, or excuse me, Facebook slash Cobcast, Big Red, Twitter at Big Red Cobcast, iTunes, it's a Acast Media, Boardwalk Audio. You can find, if you go, Acast is the host for our podcast, like not like the website we host on, but the actual host.
Yeah.
Like Libsyn or something.
We're the hosts.
Right. Every episode we've ever made is there. I think iTunes has a limit of like 50 35 or 75, or something like that. But at Acast, you can listen to all of them. Boardwalk Audio, you can listen to most of them, but I'm so far behind sitting them up there that now it's just become like this like huge archive task.
So go to the other places to make it easy for Media, Ryan.
And that'll be the pinned at the top of the Twitter feed, so you can find it there too.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think just you say the thing.
What thing are you talking about?
I am not going to say it. You say it first.
Ferrisbus.
Ferrisbus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.